This week's parsha is a double parsha, Achrei Meis and Kedeshim. We're going to focus on a pasuk in Kedeshim, possibly the most famous pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk in Perek Yotes, pasuk Yudches, says, V'ahavta l'reacha kameicha. You're supposed to love your friend, your neighbor, like you love yourself. V'ahavta l'reacha kameicha. And all the Mefarshim are very bothered. How is it possible to do this mitzvah? This is one of the mitzvahs that, like the imponderable mitzvahs. Is it really possible? You could tell me to love somebody. You could tell me I'm supposed to be nice to people and do chesed with people and try to establish a relationship with them. But to tell me that I'm supposed to love my neighbor, I'm supposed to love a friend as much as I love myself, that's a very tall order. You're setting the bar extremely high for me, because a person, if he's healthy, has a love for himself, has an innate love and affection for himself. That's what a person should be. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wired us. Imagine if we wouldn't care about ourselves, we wouldn't like ourselves, and we wouldn't get up in the morning, we wouldn't be able to function because we're depressed and we don't take care of ourselves. We're not going to shower, we're not going to shave, we're not going to eat, we're not going to sleep. So a person has to have an affection for oneself. You have to like yourself and think about how to take care of yourself and how to. That's part of life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us that way, that generally we're thinking about ourselves. It's not a terrible thing. That's what we have to do. Sometimes we do it to an extreme that all we think about is ourselves and we're very selfish and we're just totally self-absorbed. That's not good either, but we need to care about ourselves. And so the Torah is saying, okay, care about yourself, but care about somebody else as much as you care about you about yourself. Hayitachin, is such a thing possible even? You're asking me, you know, go to the moon. Like, I can't. You're asking me something that's impossible. You're asking me to care about another person as much as I care about myself. I don't think that's doable. So what is the Torah expecting of us here? What does the Torah mean when it says, V'ahavta l'reacha kameicha? This is a question that has been bothering the Mefarshim from time immemorial. It's a very, very difficult mitzvah. And I think, perhaps, b'derech efshar, that there is a new pshat in this pasuk that maybe has not been tapped into, that I've seen at least. The Torah is not saying v'ahavta l'reacha kameicha, that you're supposed to love your neighbor like you love yourself. That's not what the Torah means. The Torah wants you to put a comma after the word l'reacha. V'ahavta l'reacha. Torah is saying you have to like people. You have to be friendly to people. You have to be nice to people. You have to try to love people. You have to like people. You have to engage with people. You have to be social, normal. Can't be a hermit. Now, what's my motivator? Why would I? Why do I need to do this? How am I going to try to do this? It's so much easier to be a hermit. It's so much easier just to be on my own, do things by myself, be able to just function on my own without having to go out and be nice to other people and do chesed with other people. What's my motivation? The Torah is saying, you know how you get motivated to do this, to actually care enough about somebody else that you do things for them? Kameicha. Kameicha means that whatever you do for somebody else, it will happen to you. Kameicha means that as much as you put into somebody else, as much as you love your friend, as much as you care about your friend, as much as you're nice to that person, kameicha means that it will come back to you. It will be a boomerang to you. Whatever you do to somebody else, it will come back to you in spades. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So when you're wondering, why would I be nice to you? Why should I offer you something? Why would I go out of my way to help you, to give you a lift, to bring food to the dorm if you're not feeling well, to take a walk with you, to listen to your problems, to be able to join organizations that do so much for so many? Why? Because you should know something, that the more that you put in, the more that you invest in other people, kamecha, that will happen to you. That will be coming back to you. It will be kamecha. It's reciprocated. It's reciprocal. The more you give, the more you get. And so as a purely selfish reason to be nice to other people, which is okay sometimes to be selfish, the greatest motivator for me to go and do something for you is that that's the way I know that I'll establish a friendship. You'll be nice to me. When I need a favor from you, I'm going to be able to now come back to you and you'll be nice to me. You'll give me. That's not to say that that's the only motivator. Obviously, we're not functioning just to, for mutual reciprocity, that I'm just being nice to you because it's convenient and it's useful. It's strategic for me to be nice to you so that I could get something back. But you should know that when you're nice to somebody else, that's the way to open up a relationship. That's the way to turn other people from enemies into friends, or from people that are indifferent into people that are close. If you want to be a popular person, if you want to be a person that has friends and has a community and that actually has people, a circle of people that you feel close to, how do you do that? How do you establish that? You do it by you yourself going out on a limb and helping other people. V'ahavta l'reicha. You give your love to other people. You like other people. You do chesed to other people. That's the way to open up people's hearts and make it kamecha. Whatever you do to somebody else, that will come back and that will return to you. Just yesterday, somebody was talking to me in yeshiva, and I asked him about, how he's doing in yeshiva socially. A new guy in yeshiva, relatively new guy in yeshiva. I said, did you make new friends since you got here? He says, no, not really. I said, why not? He says, I don't know, I feel a lot of the guys in yeshiva aren't so friendly. I said, but there's a lot of nice, very nice guys in yeshiva. Surely you should be able to find a chevra of some sort. You're a nice guy. You should be able to find a chevra. He says, I don't know, I just don't feel the guys are friendly. They're not like opening up to me. I said, can I ask you a question? What do you do to them? Meaning, are you expecting that by sitting in your dorm room on your bed, people are going to like flock into your room and like open up to you and just like, and chop you as their friend? He said, I don't know. I said, do you ever, when you go into a room, do you ever like give the people a smile and be nice to people, and be friendly to people, and offer them things, or are you waiting for everybody to serve you? He says, yeah, I guess I'm waiting for people to serve me. I said, well, it ain't going to happen. This is the aside. It's mamish the aside. I told him to come to the shmuz tomorrow, and you'll hear more about it. Okay, he didn't come. But that's him l'shitasa. He doesn't go out and do things. But if he would, if he would go out and all of us would go out and like be nice to other people, that's the way to win friends and influence people. You win friends and influence people by you starting it with yourself, being nice to other people. V'ahavta l'reicha, go and find people. Say good morning to people. Say good Shabbos to people. Offer them a ride somewhere. Offer to help them study. Whatever you put in, you get out. You want to be friendly to people. You want to have friends. You want to have people that like you, that are with you through thick and through thin, that you're establishing good, healthy, solid, lifelong relationships. It's based on you. It all starts with you. The Torah is giving you the secret to life. The Torah is saying, "Ve'ahavta l'reicha." Love people. You know why? Kamecha, because that's how they will love you back. If you want to have a life, and life involves being with people, and life involves having friends and having close family and having people that care about you and that love you, and that at your chasni you'll have friends that want to come to dance with you and make it lebedik, and they want to come to your simchas, and they want to, they just want to be around you. How does that start? How do you jumpstart these relationships? How do you form these relationships? You form relationships with yourself, going out and loving other people. You come into a room with a smile on your face and you tell people, good morning, I love your tie, great shave, great haircut, you know, love that, you know, that suit is beautiful on you. You know, you had a great kasha and shira today. If you do that and you love people and you're outgoing, that's the way you break open relationships. A person cannot help but like you back if you're nice to him. Now, this is not my own chachma. I'm not saying this from one of these self-help books, you know, these popular psychology books that you could buy in an airport. This is a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Yotes, Kemayim Haponim Leponim, Kain Lev Ha'adam La'adam. Like water, you're able to see your face in its reflection, Ponim Leponim. You're able to look into a body of water, you look into a lake, let's say, you go in the summer by the side of a lake, and you look down, you see your reflection, you see your face back at you. Whatever you're the way you're looking into your reflection, that's how it comes back. If you're smiling at your reflection, there's going to be a smile back. If you're frowning into the lake, there's going to be a frown back. Kain lev ha'adam l'adam. That's how it is with interpersonal relationships. If I'm smiling at you, if I like you, you're going to like me back. If I don't like you, if I'm giving you a dirty look and I'm giving you a bad face, a mean face, you're going to give me back a mean face. There's a mirror relationship. There's a reflexive relationship between people, just like water reflects exactly the way you put your face into the water. The reflection is going to be exact. You're not going to ever smile into the water and get a frown back from the water. It's you. It's a mirror. That's the way it is with other people. Shlomo HaMelech with his chachma is unlocking the secret to life. The secret to making friends and influencing people is by being nice to people, by smiling at people, by being good to people, by doing chesed to people. And whatever you put into people, that's what you're going to get out. If you're a shvacha friend, you're going to get a shvacha friendship back. If you're a great friend, hopefully you'll get a great friendship back. If you're walking around with a cloud over your head and you're giving everybody, you know, like no good mornings, everyone knows, stay away from this guy, he's toxic, he's radioactive, he's not a nice person, he's not friendly. So don't be surprised if nobody reaches out and tries to make you their friend, because why? What's in it for them? Why would they? They know they're not getting anything back from you. But if you're nice to people, and you're kind to people, and you're good to people, and you're genuine about it, this isn't like an act, you feel genuinely, it's going to be kamaycha. Whatever you put in is going to be just like you did, it's going to come back to you. Kamaycha, it's going to be reflexive. You put something in, you get it out. Kamayim hapanim lapanim, Kain lev ha'adam la'adam. And that's what Rashi says there on Mishlei. If I know that you love me, Kain hu mara l'ponim, he's going to be nice to me. Now, before we go vayta, I have to say this vart. Maybe you've heard me say it in the past. It's my favorite vart. You know that I love the Gain. This is my favorite vart from the Gain. I must have said it in Yeshiva before. If I did, you'll excuse me. But it's kedai to say. I have to say it. And it's nageya this vart. It's on this pasuk in Mishlei, Kamayim Panim Lepanim. And there's a Medrash Pliya. Throughout the Medrashim, we have many Medrashim. There is a lot of Medrashim throughout all of these Sifrei HaMedrash that are called Medrash Pliya. Medrash Pliya means like a shocking Medrash, like a very cryptic Medrash. That Lefi Pshuta Shel Mikra, if you just read the Medrash, you have zero idea what the Medrash, it just doesn't read, it doesn't make any sense. And you need to have like a Vilna Gaon to crack open what the Medrash means, because otherwise it's just indecipherable. We have in Yeshiva a sefer called Medrash Pliya, which gathered all of these, you know, really mysterious Medrashim, and there's commentaries around it, differently, maybe three commentators that give each their own Perushim on these very difficult to understand, mystical, mysterious type of Medrashim. So listen to this medrash, which is obviously a medrash plea. It's one that has absolutely no pshuta shemikra. There's no simple understanding of the medrash. On this pasuk, kimayim pan lepanim. Frak the medrash, why does it use, you want to say that something is a mirror image of yourself, a liquid that's a mirror image. So Shlomo Melch uses mayim, water. Is that really the best thing to use, the best type of liquid to use as a reflective conduit, or as a reflective matter? What would you use instead of mayim? If you were writing Mishlei, what would you write? What would you use instead of, which liquid would you use instead of mayim? The Sfaradim are going to get this right away.
Wine.
How do I know the Sfaradim are going to? Because the minhag of Sfaradim, I don't know all Sfaradim, but some of them at least, is that by Abdullah, they look into the wine, they see their reflection, and they smile, and it smiles back at them, right? And that's a good omen for the week. It's going to be a happy, beautiful week. Wine is a much better, if you look into a glass of water, I don't think you're going to see a reflection back so quick, but wine, every time it's tried, it's going to work. Did it work?
No.
Right? So wine, you look into a cup of wine, you're going to see a reflection back. It's a great reflector. So that's what the Medrash wants. That's an understanding. That's so far we're not up to the Medrash plea part of it. Mipnei ma nemar mayim v'lo nemar yayin. Says the Medrash, Mishum Vav Yisera. Because of the extra Vav. Where's the extra Vav? Yayin doesn't have an extra Vav. Mayim doesn't have an extra Vav. So what in the world is the Medrash talking about? Like, maybe it's a mistake. Maybe it's a Nun Yisera. Maybe it's something. What's the Vav Yisera? So for hundreds and hundreds of years, people have been baffled by this medrash. What does it mean? It's like mamish, maybe it's a mistake. Maybe it's just like the whole thing is a mistake. Until the 1700s, when the Vilna Gaon came on the scene, and with his brilliance, he says, I know the pshat to this medrash. You know, sometimes like there's like these theorems that nobody knows like how to solve in like a math equation or like a geometry equation. It takes like, you know, hundreds of years has been sitting and everybody's trying to crack the code. Everybody's just trying to crack, and sometimes like even in recent times they're able to find answers to think, maybe through computers or whatever, that thing that scientists, that mathematicians, that brilliant people have never been able to find, then comes along somebody in 2020 and boom, you know, he comes up with a solution that people have been grappling with for decades, for centuries maybe. So Lahavdil, that's what happened with this medrash. This medrash was sitting completely indecipherable. No one knew what to do with this medrash. Comes along the Vilna Gaon and says, I know the pshat in this medrash. What could be, how? Where's the end? Where do you see any, there's no room to wiggle here. There's no wiggle room. Like, where do you find the Vav Yisera? Says the Vilna Gaon as follows. It says, every letter in the Aleph Beis has a nigla and a nistar. This is not the only place the Vilna Gaon employs this yisayid. It's a famous yisayid from the Gaon. I'm sure it came before the Gaon, but this is what the yisayid, this is what the Gaon says. For example, the letter Aleph, what you see is what? The ice Aleph. But really, and that's the nigla. But if I would spell out the word Aleph, how do you spell it? Aleph, Lamed, Pei. That's really the word Aleph. The letter Aleph is really Aleph, Lamed, Pei. It's not Aleph. The Aleph is the nigla. You see the Aleph. The Lamed, Pei remains hidden. It's the nister. Beis. The letter Beis is the nigla. That's what you see when you're writing out Aleph, Beis, Gimel. But what's the nister of Beis? Yud Tov. Okay. So listen to this. It would be much easier if we had a blackboard, but you have to use your imagination. Whiteboard, whatever. Here's the Vart. Mayim. Let's take each letter at a time. Three letters. Mem, Yud, Mem, right? Mem. The nigla of the word Mem is what? Mem. What's the nister? Mem, Mem, right? How do you spell Mem? Mem, Mem. So mem equals mem. 40 equals 40. Let's take the next letter, yud. Yud is spelled yud vav dal. The nigla is yud, 10. And the nister is vav dal, the part you don't see. Vav is 6, dal is 4, that's 10. 10 equals 10, you give that letter a check. And of course then there's the end of mem, 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 mem equals mem. Perfect reflection. The nigla is equal to the nister. It's a perfect reflection. And now I can let you do the rest. If you go to the letter, to the word yayin, yud, the nigla is yud, 10, and the nister is vavdal. We already said that 6 plus 4 is 10. Check. Yud, 6 plus 4 is 10. Check. Nun, the end of nun, that last nun, is spelled how? How do you spell nun? Nun, vav, nun. Nun. So nun is 50. The end, there's 50, but then there's that extra vav in the middle. Nun, vav, nun. That extra vav, mishum vav yisera, that blows apart the whole reciprocity. The reciprocal nature doesn't work when it comes to yayin. It's true, maybe in the laws of physics it's more reflective, but in the depth of what the word really means and symbolizes and represents, it's off by a vav. It's too much. It's not, the nigla is not a perfect reflection. Shlomo HaMelech wanted to find a substance that the word reflects the actual reciprocity of the nigla and the nister. Whatever you put in is what you get out. Whatever you, if you look at somebody nicely, he's going to smile back at you. If you don't, he's not going to. And don't be shocked when that happens. Nobody's nice to me in yeshiva. Really? Are you nice to anybody? I promise you that if you're nice to people, they will be nice back. They won't be able to help themselves. Shlomo HaMelech says it. If you're not nice to people, or you're parv to people, or you're standoffish, then don't be surprised. People, they'll do whatever you're doing. They're going to follow you. If you're waiting for them to be nice to you, you can wait your whole life. You have to be v'haftal reyecha. You have to put in your efforts. Kemayim panim l'panim. Kein levadim l'adam. If you open your heart to other people genuinely, and you're nice to people, you say a nice good Shabbos, a nice good Yantav, a nice good morning, a nice good evening, sleep well, hearty appetite, whatever you're saying to people, you look good, you know, great kasha, you're really learning well, you daven beautifully for the Amid, you leaned amazing. Whatever you put into somebody, you're going to get that back. People will give that back to you. The ahavta l'reacha is kamaycha. The way that you love somebody, why should I love somebody? Because you should know something, that the more you love people, the more you're going to be friends with that person. You identify somebody you want to be friends with, and then you go and you give him love. You give him love, he's going to love you back. It works every time it's tried. This is a yisayid for life. This is not a lot of these shmuzim that we're giving lately, at least, you know, I think always, but I just, you know, I'm being humble. But these are life altering concepts. This is not a, you know, a vart. This is a shmuz for life. This is that when you're at every stage of life and you're wondering, how am I gonna break into this new job and be successful? Somebody asked Rav Pam once, you know, he's leaving yeshiva, starting work for the first time. He says, how am I going to succeed in business? So I don't know if I remember. He says three things. I'm going to, of course, if he would have said four things, I'd remember the three. But he said three things. I'm going to only remember two. But he says, be the most punctual guy in the office, meaning come on time and don't leave before time. Be the most honest person, be straightforward, honest, moral, ethical, and be the nicest, friendliest person in the office. If you do that, you're going to be successful. People will like you. No one's going to let you go from, you know, if they have to let people go at work because there's budget cuts, you're going to be the last guy they're going to let go because you give the ruach to the office. You give to the customers, the clients, the people, the bosses, everybody likes you because you're putting your all in. You come in with a smile every morning. You're happy. You're giving compliments to people. You're letting people take credit for things even when you're really the one that should get credit. You don't mind. You're putting in, you're investing in other people and in organizational life and in yeshiva. And whatever you're doing, you're putting in, you're going to get out the most. It's not a wasted exercise in futile. Why should I? I'd rather just be, you know, not nice. So much easier just to be braggish at the world, just to be angry at the world, just to walk around with a brood, you know, like just upset. And that way people leave me alone. I stay away from people. People stay away from me. You could do that, but you're going to be so miserable with your life. because it has an impact. No one's going to want to be friendly with you if you're not friendly with other people. You're just not. That's just the way it is. So if you're standing like this and saying, nobody's nice to me in yeshiva, nobody's friendly, this yeshiva is full of people that are not friendly, look in a mirror and see, are you friendly to yourself? Do you have a smile on your face? Are you a happy person? Are you caring? Are you giving? Are you generous? If you're not, then no one's going to be generous back. That's just the way it works. It's reciprocal. Maybe there might be once in a while a big tzaddik that tries to be nice to you, even though you're not nice. But generally speaking, with normal social interactions, this is the way it is. I'm nice to people that are nice to me, and you'll be nice to me if I'm nice to you. I heard a story from a very big mechanech that, just to show you how you can unlock everything by being nice and by putting in, says there was a Talmud that was in his class. He was a legendary mechanech, this rabbi of mine. And he said he had a Talmud in his class. Normally, you have a classroom, I think he teaches, let's say, 6th, 7th grade. You have a classroom of kids, let's say 25 kids, and all of them, you can find some chayin in them, something nice about them. They're happy, they're smart, they have a charm to them. They have a good kasha, a good teretz. They offer to bring you a call. There's one kid in his class, he had zero chayin. There was nothing he had that the Rebbe could even latch into to like the kid. He never smiled. He never laughed. No, he has nothing. He was just like very like standoffish, very like to himself. He wasn't giving anything. There was nothing that the Rebbe could like do. And he was like this to everybody. All the kids in his class, he was like this to. And he was like this to he had PTAs. The parents came and said, listen, it's not you. Don't worry. Don't blame yourself. He says, we don't like him either. We have this kid, he doesn't have chayin to his own parents. He's like, he walks into the house, no hello, no good Shabbos, goes into his room, he does his thing. He has bland personality, nothing in the world that you would want to like about him. And it bothered this Rebbe. He didn't want to go through a whole year and waste the whole year and not have a reishim on this kid. But he didn't know how to get some niceness out of him, how to open his heart, how to make him normal somewhat. He didn't know what to do. And then he basically did what we're saying to do today. He started giving this boy so much love, so much attention. He would, he would bring him out. He would spend time with him before shir, during shir, after shir, by lunch. He would take a walk with him. He would, buy him gifts. He would call on him in shir and try to elicit some reaction, a teretz to the kasha. And then when he even gave a half-baked teretz, he would build it up and elaborate and make it a beautiful teretz. He would mamish each, and all of a sudden something miraculous took place in front of his eyes. That this boy started, like, all of a sudden, there was like Tchias HaMesim in HaTaira. All of a sudden, he became lifelike. He became animated because somebody took a liking to him, even though it wasn't even a genuine, it didn't even start out genuine. He didn't really like him, the Rebbe, but like, he was pretending to like him, and he was giving, and he was doing, and all of a sudden, the boy responded, and he started becoming a Lebedika boy, a Geshmaka boy, and he started becoming nice, open with his friends and with his family. He came home and the parents like didn't know what happened to this kid. Mamish Tchias HaMesim. He went from being a crusty, like brittle, really unsavory type of kid to being like a geshmaka boy. And it all started because the Rebbe was v'ahavta l'reacha, and it happened kamaicha. It came back. You're able to take somebody and to create a bond with them by giving to them. This is a vital yesod in life. If you have a marriage, and the marriage sometimes, is a little bit shvach, like it started out geshmak, and the dating was geshmak, and the shana rishayna maybe was geshmak, and then all of a sudden, like, it sort of, like, just starts, like, to just straight line, to flat line. And nothing is doing, it's not, what do you do? How do you put some chias into it? You become very nice to your wife. Your wife becomes very nice to you and lavishes praise and compliments and wonderful things and gifts, whatever it is, and suddenly that's how you're going to jumpstart the marriage again. You have a bad relationship with one of your children. What do? Very simple. You start loving your child. You start giving him attention. Take him for walks. Take him on a trip. Go on a road trip with him. Spend time with him. Take him to a ball game. Something. Have a catch with him. And then suddenly there's going to be, something is going to percolate in it within. It's going to go from being an icy cold relationship, and all of a sudden you're going to make it warm and bubbly and effervescent. It's a good word. That's the secret to life. This is what it's all about, Rabbi Say. If you are wanting to have good relationships with people, with friends, with chavrusas, with roommates, with family, with bosses, with employees, employers, co-workers, you need to know the shmuz. This is a shmuz that is a shmuz for life. Ve'ahavta l'reacha. You have to be nice to people. Why? Because you should know that that's kameicha. It's going to be reciprocated. It's going to be whatever I do to you, it's kameicha. Just like I'm doing to you, it's going to come back to me. Kemayim panim lapanim. It's a secret. It's a secret. Not everybody knows this. A lot of people walk through life, nobody's ever nice to me. I never had a single friend in my life. No Rabbeim ever liked me. Buddy, what did you do? Stop pointing the finger at everybody else. What did you do? They were just giving you back what you gave to them. I doubt that you were nice to people and friendly to people and genuinely kind to people and that they just closed the door on your face. I don't think that happens. Unless the guy's really like messed up, which could be. But I'm talking about normal, you know, healthy people that are good, honest people. If you're nice to me, I'm going to be nice back to you. If you come over to me and say something nice, I'm going to say something nice back. I'm going to have a natural inclination to be nice back to you. That's just the way it is. Now that we've established this as a fact, and it is a fact, and it's money in the bank, and you could go through the rest of your life, and if you remember what I'm saying now, you will be happy, successful, prosperous, everything will go well for you. And if you look at the successful people in life, generally speaking, the people that are successful in life, I'm not talking about financially successful, some of them are really not nice people, but I'm saying people that have healthy family life, and they have friends, and they have a community, and they care about that's the personality type. They're nice, they're open, they're honest, they're friendly, they're giving, they're loving, and it all came back to them. Now that we've established that, I'm going to tell you another layer of this formula that we're formulating this morning. In life, there's really two things. It's actually three things, but for the sake of the shmooze today, there's two things you have to focus on. There's two sides of the luchais. There's ben adam l'chaveray, that we've just discussed. There's also ben adam l'makim. We have to have a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shlom as well. And sometimes we think that the two are really different, and they are, of course, in certain ways, but in a certain way, in this regard, with Kamayim Panim L'Panim, in order to establish a great relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this works as well. What do I mean? By the way, if you're wondering what the third way is, as I alluded to it, I don't want people to be confused, there's Ben Adam L'Chaveir, Ben Adam L'Makim, and there's another dimension that we always forget, Ben Adam La'atzmai, to work on yourself. It's called chayves halavavis. These are duties of the heart that you have to work on internally. That's a very big part of the of life, to work on yourself. That's what Musar is all about, to break your midas and to build yourself. That's another department. But right now we're talking about interpersonal and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So believe it or not, there's a mitzvah of loving Hashem. To love Hashem, we have to love Hashem, just like we have to love each other. V'ahavta l'reacha kameicha. There's a mitzvah we say every day, V'ahavta Hashem l'kecha. You have to love Hashem, your God. Now, how do you love Hashem? What inspires you to love Hashem? Now, there are ways, you know, you could think about how great Hashem is to you. he gives you everything, and that's definitely a great tool to use to inspire you to love Hashem. If my father gives me everything, gives me a car, he gives me a house, he gives me money, he gives me a credit card, that will be a good start to me loving him. So Hashem really gives me everything. He gives me my health, he gives me my money and shelter and sustenance and family and friend, whatever he gives me is from him. So I should love him. Reb Akiva Eiger, the great Gaon, Reb Akiva Eiger, says a remarkable part. He says, if you notice, we say this mitzvah, Ve'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, twice every day. Once by Shachris and once by Ma'ariv. And there's Birchas Kriyashma. There's a bracha that precedes Kriyashma at night and the morning. And they're very similar, the brachas, in a sense. They're both speaking about how much Hashem loves us. At night we say, before in Kriyashma Shel Arvis, before Kriyashma Shel Arvis, we say, Ohev Ama Yisrael. Hashem loves his nation, Klal Yisrael. In the morning, what do we say? Habaycher ba'ama Yisrael ba'ava. Hashem chooses his nation, Klal Yisrael, with love. Do you think that's just a coincidence that we're speaking about Hashem loving us, and then we start speaking about us loving Hashem, Yahavtas Hashem Lekecha? Says Reb Akiva Eiger, it's not a coincidence. You know what's the greatest inspiration to love Hashem? When we hear and when we know that Hashem loves us, then we will be inspired to love Him. K'mayim panim l'panim. If I know that Hashem loves me, I'm going to love Hashem back. Because that's the way love works. Love is reciprocal. It's ani l'daydi v'daydi li. Whatever I know that Hashem is putting into my relationship with me, I'm going to give Him back. So if I don't know if Hashem loves me, sometimes the problem with us is that we think Hashem hates us. How many times do we say, God hates me? Like, how did this happen to me? Like, me of all people, I got into an accident. I got my tire popped on the thing right before I was supposed to. And, you know, I stepped into this right before that. And I did this. Everything is like, you know, right? Hashem hates me. How many times did you hear that or did you think that yourself? And if you think that Hashem doesn't like you and Hashem's angry at me, how could Hashem love me? I'm unlovable. Look at how many averis I do. If you think that Hashem doesn't like you, it's going to be impossible for you to love Hashem because it's k'mayim panim l'panim. My impression is Hashem doesn't like me. He's judging me. He's angry at me. He's always, you know, disappointed in me. So I don't love Him back either because He doesn't love me. Every day by davening, we're reminded, Oyev Amma Yisrael. We don't think about what we're saying by davening, that's the problem. But if we would understand and take a moment to understand that Hashem really loves me, whatever you think about Hashem's relationship with you, you're wrong. Hashem is not angry at you. Hashem does not hate you. Hashem is not disappointed with you. Hashem knows who we are. He made a Yetzirah for us. He designed the Yetzirah by Himself. He's very well aware of our weaknesses, of our foibles, of our Achilles heels. He gets it. He knows us. He sees that we're struggling, and He knows that we're trying. He loves us in spite, or maybe precisely because of all of that. He sees that we're in yeshiva. He sees what we're trying to do with our life. We're trying to be strong. We're trying to be firm. We're trying to be have Yirah Shamayim. He gets it. He's not angry. He's not disappointed. He's not. He loves us. In spite of everything that we've done, He loves us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Like, I think the Baal Shem used to say that Hashem loves every yid like a ben yachid. Person has one child in life. You love that child, you'll do anything for that child. It's a special child. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless you, the child. You're going to give everything to that child. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us. There might be millions of other Jews in the world, but every yid is special and precious and beloved in the eyes and in the heart. Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And only when we are able to know that can then we feel that we love Hashem. If I know Hashem loves me, I'm going to love Him back. Because I know that that's how the heart operates. There's a reflective, mirror-like relationship. If I know that you like me, I'm going to like you. There's some, you know, shadchanim that want to make a shidduch at all costs. Shadchanim are wonderful people. It's a very thankless job. It's a very difficult endeavor to try to make a shidduch between two people. But I'll tell you a trick. If you want to be like a dishonest, very successful shadchan, this is what you do. Because of this var, this is like the evil side to the shmuz, how it could be corrupted sometimes. If, let's say, the boy and a girl go out on a date, and both of them call you, and they say, you're the shadchan, and they call you and say, I don't think we want to give it another. You know, let's say the boy calls, say, I'm not sure, and the girl calls, I'm not sure. So you call the boy, and you say, okay, you know, she's crazy about you. She's like going nuts about you. She loves you. She's you know, she's already like wants your Dar Yisharim number. It's like crazy what's going on. He says, really? She likes me that much? All right, I guess I'll give it another shot. Then he calls the girl. He says, I don't know what you did, but you know, he's nuts about you. He's like talking about you like you're Melech HaMashiach, like unbelievable. You never had a better date in it. You know, really? I didn't feel that, but okay, if he feels that, like he really likes me? Yeah, he likes you a lot. Oh, okay, fine, it's great. All of a sudden, the heart starts like coming to life. You know, you wake up, somebody likes me. The person likes me. I didn't really feel it on the date, but if you're telling me there's somebody like me, I'm going to like them back. K'mayim panim labanim. Obviously, I'm just telling you that that's the way life is. But it's like that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. If the Shadchan, which is the Siddur, is telling me, Oyev Am Yisrael, HaBeicher Am Yisrael Ba'ava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes me? He loves me? Really? Think about that a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Borei Olamim, likes me. He finds chen in me. He loves me. What am I going to do? I'm going to ignore him? I'm going to be mad at him? I'm going to love him. I'm going to give him everything because he loves me. He loves me. I'm going to love him back. If I want to make you love me, I'm going to love you, and then it's going to be returned. And if I know that you love me, I'm going to love you back. It just keeps bouncing back the relationship, and it gets bigger and bigger because once, you know, it just grows. The more I know that you love me, the more I'm going to love you back, and it's going to be reciprocated, and it's going to get bigger and bigger. And it's going to grow and it's going to exponentially because that's the relationship. That's the reciprocal boomerang effect of love. And that's the secret to life. So in about 45 minutes, we've been able to have an answer to making friends, being popular, having love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having a great marriage, having a great relationship with your children, being successful at work. You got it all. You don't need anything else. You have it all in one shmuz. The guys that were not at the shmuz, I feel bad for because they don't know these things. They're going to go through their whole life tripping over themselves, not copping, not understanding, how am I going to fix this relationship? How am I going to be popular? How am I going to get the people in my shul? I just moved into a new neighborhood and I don't know anybody. How am I going to break the ice with people? But you know this. You have this. You got this. You have the ability now. You're armed for the rest of your life with the ability to be successful in every single aspect of your life. Benam l'chaveray and benam l'malkim. And I might just add, and I didn't think this through, but this has to be the way it works for benam l'atzmei as well. It's going to conquer all terrains. This is something that works across the board. This trick is true for everything. Also, you don't like yourself? You know what? Start liking yourself. When you look in a mirror, instead of saying, ugh, you know what you should say? You look good today. You look good. You look good. You got some color. You know, nice clean shirt you put on this morning. You look good. You look dapper. You look sharp. And by the way, you learned really well yesterday. You had a good day. You chazered and you learned and you know you did everything you were supposed to and you were nice to people and you know you're good. And you know what happens when you start speaking like that to yourself? The mirror starts talking back to you and feeling it like, yeah, I am good. You know the best secret, the best trick when you're in a bad mood? What do? When you're in a bad mood, you know what you do? Very simple. You smile to no one, just to yourself. Look in a mirror, you smile. Suddenly, I don't know, chemically, endorphins, I don't know, the scientists in the room would probably be able to explain it a lot better than I, but Something happens every time when you smile, all of a sudden, life is good. Life isn't so bad. I'm smiling. All of a sudden, the brain senses that you're happy about something, even if it's, you know, just misaf ul-chutz, just superficial, but the brain doesn't hop that, and the brain feels happy all of a sudden. It sends, like, good vibes throughout your whole body. You can now start your day. So even bin adam la'atzmai, this trick works. Just be nice to yourself, be nice to your friend, be nice to the Rabbi Nishayim, and it will come back to you. It will all come back to you. It's a mirror. Life is a big mirror. Stop waiting for people to be nice to you and to give you something and do chesed to you and to ask and to invite you and to, you do it first and then you'll see what happens. Don't wait. There might be nice people that come over and they start it, but if you don't have patience for that and you want to like get popular quicker, you want a community, you want a yeshiva, you want a chevra, then you go over to people and you stretch out your hand and say Shalom Aleichem and give a compliment and offer to do something and then you'll see what happens. Just sit back then and watch what happens. It's Hashem, we should have our whole life full of Ava. V'ahavta l'reyacha is kameicha. It's kameicha. Whether Rashi says in Masechta Shabbos when it says l'reyacha, reyacha also could mean the Rabbein Shalom. There's a pasuk he quotes, Reacha v'reacha v'reacha. Reah is also the Rabbein Shalom. So the Shmuz is all really baked into this one positive. After the Reacha, Kameicha. You want to be, have HaKadosh Baruch Hu be on your corner. You want to have people in your corner. You want to have a community of people that love you and like you and care about you. Start it off first. You be the after the Reacha. And then it'll be Kameicha. Have a beautiful Shabbos.